This is Free Talk Live. Oh, and we are hearing ourselves back. That's always nice when we...
5453, that's 855-450.
Stop that from happening. Otherwise, we'll have to mute that on the board.
855-453 is the toll-free number as we launch into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for, of course, your calls with your thoughts. On the way, one of the stories from freetalklive.com, submitted by listeners just like you, maybe it was you, is a story about a California town shaken as police officers arrested. That's the headline at Yahoo News. Our user put it in as armed bureaucrats conspire to steal private vehicles using their badge as a cover for their actions. That certainly sounds like a more interesting headline, so we'll share that with you when we get a chance. Mark, you were just about to tell us a story from the one I have here is from CNET's Declan McCullough. I don't know where yours is from.
Yeah, mine's from CNET. Let me hear and take a look. And it's from Declan McCullough.
Declan
yeah.
McCullough, great guy, by the way. Really, like, liberty-oriented dude. He came out to a liberty forum several years ago. You may recall that.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're going to share that with you about a Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia who is demanding that Bitcoin be banned.
Yep, that's right, all our Charleston listeners out there. U.S. Senator, your U.S. Senator, is asking the federal government to take this remarkable step, completely ban Bitcoin.
I heard somebody joke about this by saying that they thought senators from West Virginia always supported mining.
That's the way that bitcoins are produced is it's actually computers doing math problems, but it's called mining.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Joe Manchin, the Democratic senator representing West Virginia, sent
maybe he feels like it's competing with the coal business.
I hope he doesn't think that. Sent a letter Wednesday to the Treasury Department, the Federal Reserve, and other regulators, characterizing the virtual currency as encouraging illicit activity,
bum, bum, bum,
as well as being highly unstable and disruptive to our economy. Well, at least two of those describe U.S. dollars.
Sure.
If bitcoins encourage illicit activity, then cash encourages illicit activity. Cash is less trackable than Bitcoin. Bitcoin, there's a ledger of every transaction that's ever occurred. Now, it's through account numbers, which may or may not be traceable to you, depending on how good you are, how diligent you are, not really good, how diligent you are in keeping yourself anonymized. But with cash, there's not even that. So, Senator Manchin, your cash dollars are far more what you're describing as illicit here, sir. Also, disruptive to our economy? Good Lord. You don't think the Federal Reserve is disruptive to our economy? You can blame everything from the housing crisis, our current, Great Recession, all this stuff, right back to the Federal Reserve. It's very obvious what occurs.
Yeah, but the Federal Reserve is good for the federal government. I mean, because they just print out money and then they give it to the federal government.
Oh, when he says disruptive to our economy, what he means is that they're no longer able to rob poor and middle class people to pay off rich bankers who make stupid mistakes based on the Federal Reserve system. Is that what it is?
I'd say you're close on that one.
You're right. My apology, Senator Manchin. You're correct. It's disruptive to your evil, disgusting D.C. economy that leeches off the rest of the planet. You're right.
Yeah, he's right.
My mistake. Manchin, who's a member
of the
Senate Banking Committee, suggested in the letter titled Manchin Demands Federal Regulators Ban Bitcoin, as though you could. You can't ban Bitcoin, man.
Well, didn't they ban it in Russia?
There was some kind of bans put down, but I mean, Bitcoin still exists. Russians still have Bitcoin.
Well, yeah, that's true. So it made me wonder when I heard this today. Look, this is just one senator saying this, so whether this will actually turn into anything is another question, but let's just say it does. Let's say they come out with some sort of legislation that says anyone in the United States found in possession with a Bitcoin wallet will be punished with X, Y, or Z. Would we continue promoting Bitcoin and advertising that we are accepting Bitcoin? I'd be willing to.
I'd be a little careful about how I did it, but Free Talk Live's always been about what we standing above, truth over lies. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, if they're trying to ban something that doesn't harm anyone, we don't advertise medical marijuana on Free Talk Live, though.
Well, no one's ever asked us to advertise it.
No, but I certainly haven't gone out looking for people willing to ship it around the country.
Well,
hey, you want some seeds? They'll ship it. Mark Emery will ship them down from Canada.
Mark Emery's currently in prison for doing just that, unfortunately, but hopefully he'll be getting out. Is it this year? It's going to be soon.
I hope so.
This year or next year, I think.
Do you think he'll be going right back into business?
That's a good question.
I suspect he'll be careful. He probably has whole new plans up his sleeve.
Yeah, I imagine so. He's had a long time to think about it, that's for sure. So, do you want to continue?
Yeah, let's go right back on here with Senator Manchin's words of wisdom. It's that a complete prohibition was appropriate because Thailand, China, South Korea have already enacted severe restrictions or bans of their own. Now, China actually has, the BTC China is back open, okay. So I don't know what he's talking about here. It's Thailand doesn't so Bitcoin uses the Taiwanese baht as a symbol, and basically everything's banned in Thailand. No big deal. I don't know what they're talking about in South Korea. I have no education on that. So it's unlikely that the Federal Reserve and the executive branch possesses.
He probably doesn't know what he's talking about either.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's on the banking committee. Let's hope he knows something. I'm not going to call him stupid. I don't know. I think that it's unwise to level claims like that. But when I see obvious discrepancies in what somebody says, I'm going to point them out. And when he says that that Bitcoins promote illicit activity, which is what gets said all the time regarding Bitcoin, that it's for gambling and drug runners and money launderers and all this kind of stuff, what you mean is it's for non-government gamblers, money launderers, and drug runners.
Yeah.
Because when the government does it, it's A-okay. When they put U.S. troops out there to guard poppies, cool beans, not a problem. They're patriots. When they, the CIA runs drugs, it's fine.
I don't know. I'm sitting in front of a laptop I bought that was, paid for in Bitcoin.
Mine too.
That I got paid for in Bitcoin for design work that I did.
Yep. It's an illicit laptop. It's just ridiculous. It's a ridiculous statement. When cash money is the money of drug dealers and criminals, you're going to go and blame Bitcoin, Senator Manchin? When you point your finger at somebody, there's four of them pointing back at you.
I'm sorry. What percentage of United States, paper dollars is tainted with cocaine?
I've heard all of them.
I've heard all of it, too. I wouldn't know the answer. Just the new stuff isn't, assuming they don't use some kind of cocaine ink. But, this is the kind of myopia that these politicians, they can do no wrong. They can't do any wrong.
I'm looking into the South Korean claims, and first of all, when you search for South Korea Bitcoin ban, the number one results are this article about the senator. That doesn't really seem to be too much for it. If you go back into December of 2013, there's a story from Coindesk.com. While China's central bank caused a major stir with yesterday's statement of digital currency, South Korea's central bank, the Bank of Korea, or BOK, this week provided statements of caution and optimism. The BOK released a report on Bitcoin on the 3rd of December, according to Business Korea, which pondered the measures required to open the virtual currency to the public.
Yeah, I didn't think South Korea didn't have the sound that they would do something like that. Maybe he meant to say North Korea.
Yes, they banned it from China and North Korea, and so we must follow suit. And Russia.
Let the United States chase after the commies. Come on, Senator.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. There's a lot of ridiculousness in this. And yeah. He's just trying to. He's the chairman of the banking committee. If this isn't some obvious, transparent attempt to protect the people that give him his big campaign contributions, so that they can continue on with the robbery of the American people, the robbery of the world, frankly, because that's what I like about Bitcoin is it frees the world. It gives you the opportunity to bank yourself. You no longer have to turn it over to these people who then are completely beholden to governments. You're in control of your money.
Well, at least even if this crashes and burns, nobody ever proposes anything or any proposal doesn't make it out of committee or something like that, he can at least tell his masters in the banking business that he gave it his best.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because that's what I don't expect to see anything else out of this. The senators do not seem to be on board. Yeah, they can't get anything done. There's nothing getting done in Washington. They're not going to do anything about Bitcoin.
All right, we'll come back with more here in moments, but even if they did, it doesn't hurt to ask yourself, what would you do? Would you give up? Would you quit using Bitcoin because the federal government has decided to ban it? Share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE or lrn.fm on Skype. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, there's no audio there on the ISDN line. I don't know what's happening. Hopefully our internet, yeah, we are connected to the network. So, welcome, Free Talk Live. We do a radio show. We'll talk to you about anything. I don't know what happened to our music. But
we don't need no music.
Hopefully it won't crash into us in the middle of nowhere. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. And you can join us here on the phones. You can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to connect with us in that way. And you can, of course, join us online. There's lots of features on our website. We've got listening options. We've got live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. You go to listen.freetalklive.com, and you can connect to the one of your choice, the stream of your choice. There is always Free Talk Live on those streams, 24/7, the latest episodes always airing. Now, on our radio stations, we've got over 140 stations from coast to coast and beyond. That are carrying the show at various different times throughout the week. Plus, our satellite listening choices include free-to-air, meaning that if you are anywhere in North and Central America, you can probably receive our free-to-air signal over a very, very affordable 30-inch dish or so. And also, let's see, you get to get a cheap receiver. You hook all that stuff up. You can probably get all the equipment hooked up for like $200. You get that all hooked up, and you have to pay nothing. No monthly fee. That's why it's called Free to Air. You get Free Talk Live and all the other great LRN.FM shows. If you do that, you can learn more about it at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, our webcam is available to you, as well as our listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and get tuned in that way. Listen.freetalklive.com.
Lots of people listen to Free Talk Live in the Liberty community want to get precious metals, whether it's gold or silver. And it might be for a variety of reasons. You might be getting it as a hedge against inflation because you see what the Federal Reserve's doing and printing dollars, and you know that that means that commodities like gold and silver, which are easy to store and difficult for the government to keep too much track on, that those things are going to go up. They might be doing it as an investment because you believe that gold and silver are headed upward. I frankly do currently. But you never know. I'm not going to make the recommendation that people buy because I just don't know the answer. It seems like there are times when I believe that gold and silver are going to be headed upwards, and they do. But then they come back down, and I never know when they're going to come down. So anyway, some people want to have them as a barter currency because you never know when things are going to go south and you need some way to get some eggs or ammunition or whatever you need. And so you can go do that over at gold.freetalklive.com. We've got lots of different gold pieces and coins over there, silver pieces, coins, that sort of thing. And when you order from gold.freetalklive.com, we get a little cut. There's a telephone number there. You can call that telephone number. We also get credit for that one, too. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue. Go to your phone calls and thoughts. Crichton is in Louisville. You're on Free Talk Live. Crichton.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I wanted to talk about a Bitcoin debacle going around, circle around Mt. Gox. I've discovered that there's more to it than has so far been talked about.
Oh, you have the inside scoop.
Bring our listeners up to speed real quick. Bitcoin, of course, the decentralized currency of the world, very, very popular, becoming more popular over time. Mt. Gox was known for a long time as the premier exchange for Bitcoins, turning dollars into Bitcoins and Bitcoins into dollars, etc. Mt. Gox recently had a spectacular failure, which had been building and building and building over several months, if not years, to where they essentially lost hundreds of thousands of Bitcoins due to a failure on their programming, their programmers' part, and they've pretty much all but shut down at this point, although there was some sort of lame-o statement from the owner that came out today. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I'm not exactly an insider. I wouldn't consider myself an insider. But the CEO of Mt. Gox, they talk about bringing it back up and the illusion, the idea that it might actually recover from this. But some years ago, I was around 2010, they had a similar failure that they were hacked into. And likewise, like this situation, there was no way to prove from the outside that it was not internal fraud. And I abandoned them completely back then, even though I only lost about $20 in that mix. But a bigger issue is that a lot of people are wondering if people that lost money, lost funds in Mt. Gox are going to be able to go after people who received funds from Mt. Gox for stolen goods to other people. In other words,
are you asking if the people who've lost money because they trusted it to Mt. Gox would be able to go after the people who stole the money through the transaction malleability bug?
I'm not asking. I'm saying that is the claim that that all of them are tainted because of the risk that someone else can sue you claiming that you got their stolen Bitcoin. Because since everything
I'm confused. I'm confused.
We know who's stealing.
Yeah, how would you identify who the thieves were?
Well, that's a good question. But it's not a question that it's really not about identifying who the thieves are. It only identifying who it is that succeeded in actually withdrawing funds from Mt. Gox. The claim that they actually stole it is not relevant because it's like the idea that you can sue someone who bought your stolen car just because they didn't know it was stolen.
Receiving stolen funds or receiving stolen property.
Correct. Under that principle of law, the claim right now is that some people, the really well-heeled ones, can go after other really well-heeled with people who have succeeded in withdrawing from Mt. Gox for lost funds.
Now, didn't they freeze withdrawals for quite a long period of time at Mt. Gox?
Not long enough. It was less than a month.
Really?
And the bug was known since at least 2011. And in fact, the just this past April, the security director of blockchain.info warned publicly that Mt. Gox was still broken and that no one should be messing with them.
Obviously, that doesn't stop people.
So your concern, so make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. Your concern is that some of the users of Mt. Gox will sue other users of Mt. Gox because they received some money from Mt. Gox, whether or not it was actually the Bitcoins that they had stolen, with the people who lost the Bitcoins that had stolen.
Well, you can actually know which Bitcoin is which Bitcoin, so they could go after the people that have the Bitcoins that they had, if you know what I mean.
What are you going to do? What if I've already transferred that Bitcoin to another address? I mean, what if the Bitcoins are gone? I mean, there's nothing that you can really do about it, I think, at this point.
Well, that doesn't, just because they can't get the Bitcoins back doesn't mean they can't sue other people.
That's true.
And have the court to file an injunction. The problem
Which court?
Is that this,
which court? Any court? So you're going to go in, you know, here
Japan?
In Keene, New Hampshire, and sue somebody who got their funds out in Iran or wherever?
No, you probably only have to sue in the United States, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the my point is not that, I mean, someone might sue the Winklevoss twins, for an example.
Mm-hmm.
And as ridiculous as it might be, they still have to respond to that in court. And that this is a method of spreading fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
I guess.
I see.
Certainly seems like that's what your phone call's doing at this point. Thank you for the call, Crichton. I'm not really worried about it, but then again, I didn't use Mt. Gox, so thanks for the call.
It's easy for us to poo-poo everything.
And more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Free Strike Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us the sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bacteria. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the Pro XPN toll free line. We've got all kinds of features on our website that you can enjoy for free. Those other talk show hosts charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free. You can go, and by the way, follow email updates from Free Talk Live. We're going to be launching something new in the area of email updates. I don't know if I should talk about it yet. I mean, it seems like it's a done deal, but
you should wait.
Yeah, I should wait. But if you're on the email list, you'll get those when we start them. Whatever they are, I can't talk to you about that yet. But it's going to be cool, I think. News.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for our email updates. You can also find us on Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, and follow us in the way that you appreciate and is most handy for you. News.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Tyler, listening in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live, Tyler.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Tyler. Go ahead.
First of all, I have to mention I have a Wheels Off Liberty connection. I don't know if, but first of all, I'd just like to say that my uncle is Mike Maddox from Wheels Off Liberty. And,
oh, great.
Also, Jamie paid me $10 to mention Wheels Off Liberty, so I just kind of felt like I needed to get that out of the way.
That sounds right.
You got a good deal, man.
So wait, are you advertising for a show that no longer exists?
Yes.
That sounds right.
That would be just like them, too, to advertise a show that they don't do anymore.
Like Jamie.
Yeah.
No, but...
Is he sobered up? Does he have that drinking problem under control now?
No.
Hey, man, you know what? Sometimes I drink so much, I time travel back to the past and do my show again.
I mean, like, I'm pretty sure he still thinks he's Hocus Pocus the Witch.
For listeners that don't know, Wheels Off Liberty, it was a great show that used to exist. It kind of came and it went, and then it came again, and then it went away again. And it was fun. Fun show. Probably one of the funniest of all Liberty podcasts that have ever existed. But anyway, go ahead, Tyler.
Okay, yeah, what I want to talk about is it's kind of a stand that I am taking against taxation in my town. And I'm 17 years old, so, like, I'm not old enough to vote or anything, but I do share the same political views as my Uncle Mike. He's kind of been my political mentor. And basically what the situation is, and that I'm trying to raise awareness by, like, coming onto this show and other shows, is I'm just trying to raise awareness for violence that comes from taxation, and how just trying to let people know that taxation is revenue that is generated from violence. And so the case that is in my town is they are trying to build safe rooms at the local schools, and they're doing this via property taxes.
Safe rooms? Are we talking about, yeah, like a panic room?
The actual write-up is that there's going to be three safe rooms, / student centers, and they're supposed to use these in times of, like, if there's any gun violence, or tornadoes or things like that. But, I think these are...
In Oklahoma, so tornadoes seems like a realistic concern, tornadoes. What would the safe room be? Would it be underground?
It is above ground, actually, and the cost for this is kind of outrageous. It's around $2.7 million that they're going to be generating.
Per room or for all three rooms?
They said there's going to actually be three or four of the safe rooms, but they're also...
How many people would one of these safe rooms hold?
They have not disclosed that information.
Only the school staff.
Yeah, the parents. For $2.7 million, I would hope that I would be at least included. But
I'm just thinking, you know, one of these safe rooms, if there's a gun violence attack or something like that, that, you know, you have multiple gunmen, right? And so you have one gunman who scares everybody, and then they all get in the safe room, and the other gunman is in the safe room with everyone. They're all locked in, and
that's kind of the point that I have. And so they're wanting to take this $2.7 million and generate it through property taxes. And in the Valiant area where I live, there's two school districts that the people in Valiant go to. There's Rice City and Valiant. So the people that live in Valiant but go to Rice City would still be paying for these safe rooms because it's added onto their property tax.
But they don't get anything.
Yeah, but they don't get anything in return. And I think that's wrong. And so what I'm pushing for, and they're voting on the safe rooms if they're going to pass this this bond to add on to the property taxes Tuesday. And what I'm trying to do is raise awareness and let people know that the taxation is theft and that it's wrong and that it doesn't need to be used.
Yeah, but if you're against this, that means you hate children and you want them to die in tornadoes and at the hands of mass gunmen.
No. What I'm trying to tell people is that the safe rooms are a good idea. They are, and I stand by them. I love the safe rooms, but how they're funding the safe rooms is wrong. And so what I'm trying to do is get people to where, instead of stealing the money from their friends, family, and neighbors, they are doing fundraising and taking private donations.
How do you plan on getting the word out about that? I think that's great that you want to do that. What is your plan to spread that word?
My plan on spreading the word is I'm going to the next meeting that they are having on this bond. I plan to go and present a case to the people.
Did you say they're voting on Tuesday?
They are voting on Tuesday.
When's the next meeting?
The next meeting should be, obviously, it should be before Tuesday.
Okay.
Monday.
Time's running out. That's either Friday or Monday.
Yeah.
Would be my guess.
Sometime. But
so you're going to speak at a public meeting, and your intention is to speak at this public school board meeting and say, hey, look, great idea, but why don't we just fund this voluntarily rather than using threats of violence, and they're going to laugh you off the stage. Oh, isn't he cute? Ha ha, he doesn't understand how we do things around here. And then that'll be it, and then they'll vote on it, and I guess we'll see what happens, right?
Yes, and that is initially what I feel is going to happen, that I am going to get laughed off things like that. That's why I'm trying.
No, they probably won't laugh at you, but not out loud. Not out loud, at least. They'll laugh at you later on.
Well, if you keep on saying it long and loud enough, they'll send somebody to drag you off the stage.
That much is true.
Yeah.
It's interesting. We kind of had something like that happen here in Keene, but go ahead.
What I'm just trying to do, and I'm trying to get, I'm trying, I've already, today I was talking to people that have voted or that have said that this is a good idea to pay through it, through property taxes and things like that. And I've tried to persuade them. I've persuaded several of them onto my side and got them onto my side. So they are also going to be there with me presenting the, you know, helping me present this argument that it needs to be funded privately. And even the thing is I just trying to want to, I kind of want to get the point across that even if it is, even if we only raise $100,000, privately, then the rest can be, you know, generated through taxes. But I'm trying to get the point across that taxes are not always the best way to do things. It's not always the right way to do things. It may be the easiest at times, but it's not always the right. And I'm just trying to get it across and trying to inform more people that taxation is immoral.
I think that's great, Tyler. I hope that we get your energy out here in New Hampshire someday, because I really hope it works out for you, and I hope you'll let us know what happens with the vote next week, because I'm curious. I'm also curious to know more about these safe rooms and exactly what they entail. There's a 32-page, it was just a quick Google, I Googled Valiant, and that's where you live there in Oklahoma, safe rooms schools. I couldn't find anything that was like a news article, but I did find a FEMA article, about a 32-page article about safe rooms in schools. So obviously this is something that is coming down from on high by the federal government as a proposal.
Let's centralize so that there's a place to attack. Also, we want to get students out in the hallway when gunmen
come
in.
Well, that's just it.
So
that's what I want to know is, like, where are they going to build these things? Because you said they were going to build them not below ground, but somewhere above ground, which would mean that if they don't build it on top of the actual room, then presumably they will have to exit said room in which they are in to find the entrance to the safe room, unless that
they'd have to do that anyway, even if it was part of the basement.
Well, you could have a drop hatch or something like that. People could drop down.
If you want to have it big enough, that big, you're just going to have to excavate the whole school.
Tyler, good luck. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Yeah, I mean, and that would be very difficult to go in and excavate underneath existing buildings. Very, very expensive process.
Yeah, it would.
But they don't mind spending other people's money on those sorts of things. So I guess we'll find out what happens. Maybe Tyler will update us next week. 855, 453. Have you heard about these safe rooms being proposed in your school district? Wouldn't surprise me if they are. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of peak nitric oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-941-9498. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of peak nitric oxide and free test strips at 1-800-941-9498. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-941-9498.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians Love LARPs is a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Again, freetalklive.com. Archives, we've got them. They go way back, all the way back to late 2006. That's not going to be too long before we're going to have a decade's worth of archives available for free over at freetalklive.com. So click and enjoy, and know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Keenvention. Coming up later this year, Keenvention, the second annual Keenvention, will be taking place in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, at the Best Western so-called Sovereign Hotel. I love that name for a hotel. It's a great name. And it's a cool place. We had a good time the first time we did it, and we're going to do 100 pre-sale tickets. So you can still get yours. The early bird discount rate is $40, and that'll get you in for the entire weekend. That's right. You can go to a hotel convention for less than the cost of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is a heck of a cheap price for a hotel convention. So you want to buy with Bitcoin, you can do that too. Just go to keenvention.info. The schedule has not yet been announced. The speakers have not yet been announced. It's very, very early, which is why you get the early bird discount at this point.
But it was a really awesome event last
year. It really was.
I was very impressed. As a matter of fact, I was so impressed with the event afterwards because I kind of stayed hands-off, let you put it together.
That's right, yeah.
And you did such a great job. I gave you a nice big chunk of change to help cover with any shortfall that you had. I mean, it was big for me, at least.
Yeah, and you know what?
I mean, that shows how proud I was of the event.
Thank you for that. And you know what ended up happening was that the event did have a slight shortfall in cash dollars. But because we accepted Bitcoin for the tickets for Keenvention, the Bitcoin that we had pushed us over into a profitable event. So it was because of Bitcoin that Keenvention, its first year, made a profit, which is pretty unheard of. I mean, if you're going to put a convention together, from what I understand, you pretty much have to expect to lose money the first year because usually there's all these costs involved in putting a convention on. But
most businesses, you have to be prepared to lose money the first year.
Yeah, but Bitcoin made it happen for us, which was awesome. So Keenvention.info. By the way, all of the videos have now been posted to Keenvention.info. Finally, what are you talking about?
I was in the tech panel, which came towards the end of the event, so I was like anxiously waiting for weeks and weeks for the tech panel to finally be posted.
Well,
but it was a blast. You know, I was actually thinking that I would love to, if I could figure out a way to do it, and I don't know what I would even do, but I'd love to do like a design panel with like Davi and Marcus and Meg if she comes up.
You mean like graphic design?
Like, yeah, like a design, like, but specifically designing stuff for the Liberty Movement and designing, you know.
How do you talk about that on a panel?
Well, right, exactly.
Seems and like that's something like a show and tell.
Well, exactly. And that's why I was thinking, you know, we would need to have some sort of a projector or some sort of a, you know, a display element to be able to do a panel like that. And that's the logistical thing that's going through my head is it possible? How would it be done?
We would have to acquire whatever equipment were necessary.
And would those people that I just mentioned or you know, some of the other designers who work in the movement, would they be interested in doing something?
We're still working on figuring out what can be done as far as options. I wouldn't take that off the table immediately if the equipment were available. I don't have a projector,
right?
But
exactly.
Somebody might.
Yep.
Usually, you can rent that stuff too. I don't know what
True.
That costs. Whether it's even worth renting things like that, especially if you're going to do it again in the future. So, keenvention.info, if you have any suggestions, you're welcome to send those in as far as what you might want us to cover. Obviously, our keynote speeches are going to probably be different this time around. I know I've got one person in mind. He's one of the people who could not physically make it to Keenvention this year.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yes, and he's a friend of the show, and he's got a lot, I'm sure, that he'll be able to talk to people about. I don't know if I want to reveal that quite yet, but we'll be announcing that at some point soon. Right now, if you've missed anything from Keenvention 2013, it's all free online. You can go and watch the entire event. The only things you won't see from Keenvention are all the things that didn't happen on stage, or all the things that, you know, were happening off stage. So all the great conversations and networking and all that stuff, that's not recorded for you. But everything that happened on stage, all the actual official curriculum, it's all on video. You can watch every panel and every speech for free online. Just go to keenvention.info and scroll on back through all the recent posts. All free. So what other conventions do that? I'm sure there's some, but I know that Liberty Forum recorded all their stuff this year, so they've started releasing videos.
Good stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So can I digress here and be a caller for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
There's something I've been meaning to call in and talk about on the show for quite some time as just sort of a question for you guys and for the listeners as sort of a personal issue, which is I have a neighbor who has a dog.
Apartment building, by the way.
Yeah, condos.
Okay.
That howls.
You don't own the house.
I don't know. That's not a condo,
right? Condos where you own the property.
You can rent a condo.
I'm renting a condo from the owner. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right, so dog what now?
Dog neighbor's dog howls.
Okay.
That's separation anxiety.
At all so times not home, of the day
it
or
seems
night?
To be a lot. It's actually stopped recently. I don't know if they still have the dog or what happened. But I meant to call about this, and I just want to bring it up in terms of as an issue, as a sort of, you know, what would you do? Because I considered, you know, leaving them a note, right? But here's the path of action that I considered doing.
Is it like the neighbors right through the wall?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your neighbors are right through my wall on both sides, which is actually really convenient because I have to pay very little for heat because my neighbors apparently like their place to be like 80 degrees at night.
Okay.
This dog, I can hear this dog, and you know, I don't hear a lot of noise through the walls, but when this dog is howling, and it's not even really annoying, but it's just sad, you know, because it's like this dog is alone, and it's obviously got separation anxiety, and howling constantly for hours. So I'm not bugged by it. I can see how some people would be bugged by it. I'm not really that bugged
by it. Yeah, sounds like a bug most folks.
Yeah. It doesn't really bug me, but I am sad about it. And I was thinking, you know, I would write them a note and inform them, hey, your dog is howling. And then I kind of thought about it, and I never did it. And I thought about it, I'm like, this could potentially just, you know, aggravate them or cause undue discord between the neighbors. And I didn't know whether or not I wanted to do or not. I meant to call in and kind of ask for opinions. And I'm just kind of wondering, what do you think about that? And do you think that's just, because, I mean, people just get strange. You know, you tell them that they're doing something wrong. Like, hey, you're misbehaving, and you have this dog that's got separation anxiety, and you're leaving your dog for hours on end and not coming home until 10 p.m. at night. And I don't even know how, you know, like, for me, I'm kind of sitting there thinking, like, this is really sad that not only does this dog have separation anxiety, but this dog is being left for, like, 10 hours at a time without anybody there.
Mm.
You know, 10, 12, sometimes more hours. And it's like, nobody's letting this dog out or what's going on. And, so, I mean, there's that concern, but it's also just, for me, just kind of a sad thing. But I didn't know really how to handle it, and I'm kind of curious as to how you guys would handle it.
Well, different people care for animals in different ways. Basically, having animals is like having children. Someone will always tell you how you're doing it wrong if you give them the opportunity. So I guess what you'd have to ask yourself is what do you want to achieve? And if what you want to achieve is to communicate to these people that their dog is howling, I think that that's a perfectly valid thing to communicate.
Right. And they may not know.
May very well not know.
Right.
And, you know, that. So I think that's something you would want to communicate to them. Now, you'd want to communicate it in a way as, look, I'm not complaining here or anything like that. I'm just trying to let you know that I work from home and I'm here most of the time, and I've got, your dog will howl for sometimes hours, nearly uninterrupted. And I don't know what you know about this and whether he's got separation anxiety or, precisely whether you can, I don't know. I mean, I'm just letting you know that your dog's howling, and I feel for him.
Yeah, I don't think that's unreasonable at all. I mean, prefacing the communication with some level of concern, I think, is a good thing. Ultimately, there's not much you can do unless there's some sort. I mean, if it were bothering you, and you're saying it's not, if it were bothering you,
the extent
that
it's bothering
me
is it's like, oh, I feel bad for this poor puppy. Yeah. It's not a puppy, but it's a full grown dog. I actually went over one day to verify because it was just the howl kind of like bounces around, so I wasn't sure. I knew my neighbors on the other side had a dog, but it had never made noise, in the year, a little over a year that I lived there. And then I had a new neighbor move in to the other side, and it's the new neighbor that has this dog that was howling. And so I went and I looked, and sure enough, I looked at the window and I see a dog there howling, lying down on the ground looking at the door. I mean, it's obviously clear separation anxiety of the dog, because the dog is just sitting there right in front of the door, howling.
Yeah,
sad. Please come home, owner.
Some animals are this way, and others are just fine with being apartment animals, and they're just cool with it. And it's, you never know what you're going to get. This is the very difficult thing when adopting an animal. People can be so judgmental about people, giving up animals and that sort of thing. And it's, what are these people supposed to do? Quit their jobs?
It's too late for you to call in on this one, but we'll ask the question on our Facebook page here in a moment, and then if you have a response for Johnson, how would you approach this situation, you can leave it on our Facebook page.
That's a great
comment.
Idea.
855-450-FREE, that would be the number for tomorrow night. We are out of time for tonight. We'll see you online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.